This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Hello, how are you?
Oh my God, hi.
Hello, beautiful girl.
How are you? Oh my God.
Living my best. You look gorgeous. Wow, look
Thank
at you.
Thank you. A little birdie told me you are pregnant.
I'm so pregnant. I'll show you how it's like a whole lot of pregnancy happening.
Congratulations. Oh my God, stop. Oh my God. How many months are you?
I look like I'm 15 months, but I'm.
No.
Seven and a half. I got 11 weeks to go.
No, that's good though, seven and a half, but I'm sure you're ready. You're like, come on, baby.
Yes.
Oh my God, do you know what you're having? I'm so happy for you.
A little boy.
Oh wait, my heart is just so happy for you.
Thank you. It's the best. I was so scared of being pregnant. I thought it was going to be painful and crappy and I was going to get like so big. It's been like the most glorious, wonderful, funnest thing ever. I'm a big fan.
That means you're carrying an angel boy. He's the best.
He loves his mom. He loves bright colors, leopard print. He loves really camp music because the first time I heard him kick, I felt him kick, I was watching Eurovision.
Stop.
And it was Germany and they were like, la, 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 la. And I felt him kick for the first time and I was like, that's my boy.
Oh my God, I got chills. That is so cute.
So great. So thank you very much for your well wishes, you darling.
I love babies, so I'm just so happy.
So where are you right now? Tell me everything. Where are you? How are you feeling? What's going on?
I am in LA. I'm hoping they don't shut it down, you know, because I feel like the whole world is starting to shut down again. I hope not, but you know, it's exciting time for like the videos coming up for Every Time I Cry. So in my music life, I'm happy.
Yeah, that's all that matters really. Like, let's be honest, if that's going well, you know, the other stuff, it'll balance it out. So how have you stayed creative if you've had to kind of change things up and there is the threat of, you know, being kind of locked down again? How have you maintained creativity? Because I know that is so important to you, to keep evolving, to keep doing new things.
You know, I think during 2020, I kind of went through crazy ups and downs. Like I was happy one day, then the next day I wasn't. And the next day I was scared for my life. So it was like, I'm sure everybody was in 2022 with that news. So 2020, I wasn't that inspired. And then when 2021 hit, like the top of January, I don't know what happened. It's like bricks fell off my shoulder and I just like started going into the studio. I wrote so much at the top of the year. It's insane. And I'm still writing and recording right now, which I'm really excited about. But it's just like so much inspiration has come out this year. So I feel good energy coming back, you know?
Great. Have you been working with the same team or are you like collaborating with lots of different people?
Well, I am, but I think the same team for sure. Like Circuit, executive producer of all my things. He's incredible. His production's literally, quite literally insane. And he's like a genius. So I am so grateful to have him on board again. So, yeah.
And the crazy thing is, because in Australia, we tend to like move pretty quickly in our cycles of music, but it's very different in America. So like, you know, I would imagine that you're still getting a lot of kind of like new movement from my head and my heart. Now in Australia, we've been playing that every night still. We're still frothing over it months later. But it's kind of like, you know, the end of the cycle, we're ready for the new single. But I imagine that it's not like that everywhere else. And for a lot of people, they're still discovering that song.
Yeah, it's insane. Like for instance, oh my God, Into Your Arms that I did, I think it was before I released Stupid Psycho. It was a feature I did with Whit Lowry and he's rapping on it. It is streaming the most right now and it's having a crazy peak. I don't know what's happening. It's big on TikTok. It just blew up over the last month, and which is so exciting. And that shows that it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of artist you are and how many followers you have. If a song is great, it stands the test of time. And I swear, like that song just proves that just make good music. Like if any artist is listening, just make great music. And it will shine. Like, it's insane. Like, years later, it's like going now. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I love that the power is no longer with some guy in a suit who decides what song's going to be put out and when the cycle's over, but it's back in the hands of the people.
TikTok is insane. It's literally, it's like, if it's big on TikTok, it's big everywhere now. It's so incredible. I love it.
Well, my love, we're so excited for the new single. Can't wait to hear all of the different things you've been cooking up in the studio. Stay safe and well and happy. And we'll chat again soon. Thank you so much for making time.
Thank you. Love you, girl. And congrats again.
Thank you. Bye. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.